The second thing I want to tell you is that you are not crazy. The fact that you have doubts, suspicions, and questions is not evidence of insanity or paranoia. I can't tell you how many women have burst into tears in my office upon hearing me say this simple thing. They have been told by their husbands, the media, peers, and unfortunately at times by well-meaning pastors, priests, and counselors that they are just being paranoid or that it really isn't a big deal and other ridiculous things. But it is a big deal. And you are not crazy. If you have found evidence of his struggle or if you see the signs, you are not mean, vindictive, or crazy for asking questions, reading materials, going to a support group, or even for seeing a counselor to learn more about the issue and to learn why it is so hard for you to stand up for yourself. You see, the reality is, it is a huge issue. A married man's use of pornography is a betrayal that cuts to the very core of the feminine heart. Many times men want to minimize or justify their actions by saying things like, well, just because I'm on a diet doesn't mean I can't look at the menu. Yet in Matthew 5:28, Jesus says, I tell you the truth. Anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Jesus doesn't pull any punches on this issue. Why? I believe it's because he understands how damaging it is both to the husband and to the wife. The fact that it hurts you deeply to know your husband gets sexual pleasure by looking at and or fantasizing about other women is not a sign that there is something wrong with you. No, it is simply a sign that you are a woman. And God created woman with a heart that longs to be cherished by a husband who, quote, forsakes all others. You are not crazy because this is an issue for you.